world's weekly wait is over. Like magic, an invisible chain of sound once more circles the planet. Our worldwide network is ready. So, Mr. Engineer, will you pull the master switch?
Oh, no, not again.
This is your future broadcaster, voice of next Thursday, and I'm your host, Gabriel Syme. For the next half an hour, I will be treating you to future facts that will thrill, tantalise and amaze your cerebral organs into a vicious state of explosive ecstasy, which you're not going to forget about for at least the next week. So sit back in your bubble bags as I massage your primitive brain sacs with information pertinent to your future world, a world we call next Thursday, 5 oh-so-long days from now.
Whole new worlds were created as rock pushed on into unexplored territory.
Generally, there's always the feeling that one has to innovate and reevaluate and move on.
Led Zeppelin were great, though recently they're on the nose. Post-punk is in for people in the know. Prog rock's important, though many prefer new wave. Fleetwood Mac's probably the most influential band today. Tell me, to which classic genre should my new rock band aspire? Tonight we're gonna party like it's 1979. I got some classic rock released 6 months ago. Some psychedelic folk, some white guys playing disco. But I'm keeping up to date, the 80s are ready to roll. I'm ditching Wolf Mother and getting into Interpol. Yeah, yeah, I'm DJing at Pony, it's gonna be out of sight. It's 1979. We're writing pop songs, learning to guitar solo. Like the people who were rich and famous 30 years ago. We're releasing vinyl records like our heroes did back then. Differences, nobody is buying them. Let's imagine a time when music wasn't shared online. Tonight we're gonna party like it's 1979. It's a long way to the top when you gotta keep your 9 to 5. Living in 1979.
He's coming along nicely.
What happened? The amnesia case, sir. Cobb, he's jumped out of the window. He's dead.
Welcome back, wayward friends of last week. You have tuned in to Voice of Next Thursday. In the world of Next Thursday, the insane have seamlessly been integrated into society. You may have experienced the uncomforting situation of being in the proximity of a mad person talking, sometimes muttering to themselves, at various volumes. The crazy don't see this as an issue, but for the sane, this may prove to be a frightfully embarrassing and confronting situation, especially when the nutter in your life is a new boyfriend that you're about to introduce to your parents for the very first time. As the French writer J. Hodgman says in his exposé, Fear of the Mad, it's the fear of being overcome, of being consumed by the avidity, the hate, and the projective identification which exists in the psychotic. In the face of this fear, we have developed a series of rather inadequate and inefficient defence mechanisms which range from the denial of insanity to institutionalisation and include all forms of activism and intolerance. In your far distant future year of 1998, it becomes mandatory for all crazy people to be outfitted with Bluetooth headsets. This gives the distinct illusion that they're talking to someone, avoiding admitting the necessity of a socially wide paradigm shift while at the same time abating your senseless paranoia. In your far distant world of next Thursday, you won't be able to tell the difference between a stockbroker and the mentally unwell. They'll all become one and the same in five long days from now.
If your breasts are too big, you will fall over, unless you wear a rucksack.
Now here's another handy household hint. Did you know that if you turn your underwear inside out, you can wear it for another 5 days?
Hey, asswipe, where'd you get that Sansucci amplifier?
I got it at Stereos and Stuff, Jagoff, and it only cost me $9.99.
$9.99? What a deal! For the amplifier and the tuner?
Yeah, and that's not all, shitface. I also got an anti-static record cloth and two HLH Crowd Quadio Quattro Quirk 3000 speakers that you're drooling all over, scumbag.
Only $9.99? I must be some sort of Neanderthal for not having gone down to Stereos and Stuff and got one already. I gotta fire up some money. Gotta get my head on my ass sometimes.
If you've got your head up your ass about Stereos, come to Stereos and Such, located at the Bergen Shopping Mall.
The purpose of this record is to demonstrate the ability of the pickup to stay in contact with the groove modulation over a wide range of frequencies and intensities.
I can't stop thinking about, but my heart keeps hoping that the future stays open for the outcome that I dreamed of, that someday we are in love. Until then, I'm desperate for distraction from this critical attraction with this person that is you, who has no idea what I go through.
Are you fucking with me? Or are you fucking with me? Are you fucking with me? Or are you fucking with me?
I stepped into of glue while I was looking at you, and then I tried to take off my shoe, but my hands got stuck too.
When you go away, I notice it. When you go away, I don't choose it.
I don't have what I want.
Are you fucking with me? Or are you fucking with me?
We interrupt this program for a special news bulletin. Scientists have discovered that wearing a Commander Bunny WBNY Pirate Shortwave hat and WBNY t-shirt will help ape humans tune in sideband signals. This has been found to be especially true of the lower IQ monkeys who live in northern Georgia.
My name's Timmy.
Yes, NASA scientists are confirming that wearing a WBNY Pirate Shortwave hat has miraculous properties that benefit the ape human race in ways never imagined.
I used to be constipated and full of shit, and now with my Commander Bunny hat on, I go all day long. Oh, yeah. Oh,
but hurry, monkeys. WBNY Pirate Shirtwave hats are in limited supply. Only a few are left. Get your miracle WBNY Pirate Shirtwave hat today by going to eBay, typing in Commander Bunny in the search engine, and finding your favorite color hat. Scientists are finding that monkeys who wear WBNY Pirate Shirtwave hats have improved eyesight, better breath, better and more frequent bowel movements, stronger sex drive, higher credit score, IQs that go into double digits, and are finding the pirate radio signals they never imagined were there. Improve your sex life. Up your credit score. Tune in sideband stations. It's all yours for only $24.99. And if you buy a WBNY t-shirt with your hat, we'll combine shipping to save you money. You'll be the best-dressed ape human on the block with your Commander Bunny WBNY Pirate Shortwave hat and WBNY t-shirt. Everyone will admire you and want to be like you. But don't dawdle. Don't delay. Do it now. Go to eBay, type in Commander Bunny in the search engine, and get your WBNY Pirate Shirtwave hat and t-shirt now. Commander Bunny is making the world a better dressed place, one ape human monkey boy at a time.
really a wonderful man. Not just in the looks department, but in the other departments also. Like personality and caring.
His name is Gigi, and he comes from the planet Gigi, where the inhabitants live in peace and robots do all the work.
Love is a complicated thing, especially these days. And when you're gay, it's always difficult because of society and such.
The inhabitants of Gigi, except for the robots, are just like humans, but with an additional sense, which is rarely used and impossible for Earthlings to comprehend. The planet is fully carpeted, so footwear is not used. Clothes are cleaned from the inside out, so they don't get stained. In order to save time and reduce confusion, they have consolidated all known flavors into one. They taste just like custard. They use much larger units of time than on Earth. The smallest is SOPOP, which is roughly 2.5 seconds. The other is SOPOOP, which is close to 70 years.
Someday the world will understand that all forms of love are equal, not just between male and female. Then we will be free to live without prejudice or fear of persecution.
Gigi is renowned for its excellent public transportation system. Not so much the method of transportation, but because it is free for all users, except robots. Gigi's only religion is called Mintak, which is similar to what we would call candy.
You have tuned into Voice of Next Thursday. In the world of Next Thursday, the human mind will become quantum. That is, things won't be purely wrong or right, but they can also be right and wrong at the same time. For instance, the liar's paradox will no longer be a paradox. If you're unfamiliar with the liar's paradox, let me explain. If I were to say everything I say is a lie, you'd think, that's okay, you're a liar. But then you'd realize that my statement must also be a lie, which would mean that I was telling the truth, therefore being a lie. And you continue going around and around in circles until you'd begin frothing at the mouth, your eyes begin to bleed, and bits of brain would protrude from your nose and ears. Not a pretty sight, I can assure you. The Next Thursday mind will not see this statement as a paradox, but accept it as both true and false at the same time, and have no qualms over this type of logic, therefore happily sitting in the third state of quantum. With the new quantum brains of Next Thursday, Schrodinger cats will become popular. People will happily keep their cats in boxes, not knowing if they're alive or dead, but happy in the knowledge that their cat sits in the third quantum state of being both alive and dead at the same time. Niels Bohr ping pong will also become popular with the new quantum mind of Next Thursday. Where traditional table tennis had a net, Niels Bohr ping pong has a large board obscuring your opponent from view. Two ping pong ball wide slits run vertically about the center of the board through which the ball will pass. The ball is called a foc. It's your goal to hit the foc through one of the two slits before your opponent has hit his foc through one of the two slits. If you manage to pass your foc through a slit, it will enter a state of complementarity. That is, it will have several contradictory properties. The outcome will either be a win, a loss, a draw, a win and a loss, a win and a draw, or a loss and a draw, or none of them at all. All depending on the spectator's observation. I understand all of this may be difficult to comprehend without a Next Thursday quantum mind. Unfortunately, not all primordial brains of last week will be able to make the quantum leap to the third state, leaving some individuals stranded like monkeys desperately trying to comprehend the intricacies of the stock market. All this and more in the world of Next Thursday, 5 long days from now.
The stench that's coming through Rosebud at the moment is not very nice. My daughter says it stinks of marijuana because she's been to dances when she was a kid, and she knows. I have never, ever once rang the police. Oh, they're too busy. Things are happening here. Oh, there's a few, there's a lot of kids on the streets. There's a few shoplifters. Yeah, there could be windows smashed. Who knows? Who knows what's going on here? I mean, a lot of them are sleeping on the beach at the moment. There's a lot of people out of work and not able to have any shelter for themselves, and they're sleeping in the beach. Oh, anyway. Well, Rosebud happens to happen at this moment. It's turning into a more upgrade place. Whereas before it was just for derelicts or bums or whoever, and that's all changed now. That has changed because Rosebud has become more a higher properties wise, and they're getting rid of all the old properties and they're bullnosing them down. They're getting rid of a lot of old places that, you know, have been there for years and years and years, and they're bullnosing them down. No, I mean they're getting rid of the buildings and they're making nice new ones. Yeah, but the problem is, with all the marijuana dealers, or whoever they are, Maharaja, they're finding it difficult to have somewhere to live in Rosebud because we are upgrading now and we don't put up with all these people like that. And so they're sleeping in the beach houses down and they're on the beach. They're sleeping on the sand, would you believe? They're sleeping in huts, they're sleeping anywhere, in the tea trees. Yeah, because they no longer have nowhere to live because the rental is too high. So they all don't know where to go.
Look at the picture. See the skull, the part of bone removed, the Master Race Frankenstein radio controls, the Brain Thoughts broadcasting radio, the EyeSight television, the Frankenstein earphone radio, the Threshold brainwash radio, the latest new skull reforming to contain all Frankenstein controls, even in thin skulls of white pedigree males. Visible Frankenstein controls, the synthetic nerve radio directional antenna loop. Make copies for yourself. There is no escape from this worse gangster police state using all of the deadly gangster Frankenstein controls. In 1965, CIA gangster police beat me bloody, dragged me in chains from Kennedy, New York Airport. Since then, I hide in forced jobless poverty, isolated, alone in this low, deadly niggertown old house.
What we got here is a failure to communicate.
Voice of Next Thursday is what you're tuned to. In the world of Next Thursday, enforced Buddhism will prevail. Toe-tapping totalitarian terrorist Buddhist monks will enslave non-Buddhists and force them into enlightenment as they are held captive under the Bodhi tree until they see the light. This is what you want, this is what you get on Voice of Next Thursday.
So we got busted in the laundry playing strip poker. That was in your outlaw days. You were so beautiful when you were a crime, a pirate radio. Turn it down low and smoke. Put the pillow over my head and pretend I'm suffocating. Pretend it's your flesh, peeled ass, dreaming in my face. Everything in your life has a coin slot now. Your nakedness costs so much to get stitched on. You have to pay for it somehow.
Sadly, this brings us to the end of our broadcast. You have been listening to Voice of Next Thursday, broadcasting from 5 days from now. If you have any questions regarding the wondrous future world of Next Thursday, or would like to send in a reception report, please contact us at the email address voiceofnextthursday@gmail.com. That is voiceofnextthursday@gmail.com. A special thank you to Commander Bunny of WBNY for relaying us into the dim dark world of last week. This is Gabriel Syme, hoping to see you next Thursday.
Good nail.